What's up, everyone? How are you doing? Welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's a blessing to be alive. Thank you for joining us. Today, I'm going to be talking about five powerful truths that are really going to help you to understand where home really is for you. And it's definitely something that I have found through my own personal journey of like trying to understand, where do I belong? You know, where am I supposed to be? Where is really home? Is home where you grew up? Is home where your family is? I'm going to be diving deep into all of this as we go through this podcast episode. So thank you so much for joining me wherever you're tuning in from. Let us know in the comments. Big congratulations to you. Why? Because you made it through another day. You made it through another week. You made it this far in your life. And there's so many things that happen in our life. There's so many challenges that we have to go through, problems that we come up, that we not come up with, but that happen that we have to kind of face. So I just want to recognize you for that because, you know, I know myself that every day brings a new challenge. Every day brings something new to learn or something new to go through. And, you know, sometimes we can get really down on ourselves. So most importantly, if you're here right now, give yourself a pat on the back, congratulate yourself. But I just want to really just dive straight into this. I'm not going to muck around. I don't want to waste your time, but you know, I'm just curious about yourself. You know, have you ever felt like, is this really home? Do I belong here? You know, where am I supposed to fit in? I'm curious. And if you've ever felt this, just let us know in the comments. If you've ever felt yourself that, you know, I don't know if this is my home. Like, is this like where I am? Is that where I'm supposed to be? And I think it's really powerful to think about right now, because normally for many of us, it's just where we were raised. It's where we grew up, where we were born. And it's what's familiar and what we've known all of our life. But is that really where you belong? Is that really where you're supposed to live for the rest of your life? You know, it's these are really important questions to ask. But I have to tell you, before I go into these five truths, even for myself now, like once upon a time, I worked in a government department. I worked in Sydney, Australia. I was a chauffeur driver. I was also a driving examiner. I worked in the government for 9.5 years. And then eventually I realized that, you know what, like something needs to change. This is not what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And I remember this one moment when I was actually working and I was, you know, obviously I had work colleagues. And I thought about one of my work colleagues and he was at the time in his early 50s. And he was, you know, he originally from South America, came to Australia, started a family, bought a house, had children. And he's been working there where I was working at in the same government department for like 30 years. So I, at the time, it's interesting because I just looked at his life and he was in early 50s and I was early, you know, just starting my 30s. So I naturally, you know, thought to myself was like, is this where my life is going to end up when I'm 50? Like, is this where I want to be? Is this where I see myself? And immediately, and maybe you can ask yourself this question, wherever you are right now, you can ask yourself, you know, is this where you're supposed to be? You know, is this where you're supposed to be in 10 years' time? Is this where you're supposed to be in 20 years' time? Do you see yourself there? Because I didn't see myself there. You know, like literally, that was the biggest breakthrough aha moment. One of the moments that helped me to make the decision for myself, I guess, to actually start moving forward and growing into this new version of myself. So I, in my mind, straight away, I was like, no, that's not where I see myself when I'm 50 or 51 or 52, right? So funny enough, I mean, you know, these are all the little pieces of the puzzle that we could take for granted. If I had met that person or I didn't have that work colleague to give an example of where life could be, not saying that it's bad because everybody's on their own journey. I wasn't having a go at him because of where he was in life. I was just looking at and thinking to myself, hang on a second, is that where I want to be? And yeah, so it was amazing actually to think now that that moment actually helped me to imagine and give me a perspective of where I wanted to be when I was 50, which is where I didn't want to be, you know, and that helped me to make the transformation that I made in my life. Okay. So I've written down a few things here as well that I'm going to go through right now in terms of the five truths, because I really want you to look at your life. And I guess, you know, again, everyone's living a different life, especially with me running an online business. It gives you flexibility to move around. You don't have to stay in the one place. And I think in the olden days, as we could call it, you know, you got a job where you lived 20 minutes away, 1 hour away, caught the train, whatever, went to work, come home, went to work, come home, went to work. And that's like, well, that's what life was like. But obviously in this day and age with AI, with the internet, with Wi-Fi, with our smartphones, with online businesses and stuff like that, where you can build stuff online. Yeah, you're not kind of limited in a sense. You're a bit more able to like move around, right? So the first one I've got here is you don't belong where you used to be, and that's growth. I've written, sometimes the discomfort isn't confusion, it's evolution. You're not lost, you've just expanded beyond your old identity. So I think about my family, and I think about like majority of my family, my parents and my siblings, my three older sisters, they live in Australia, you know? And in 2023, you know, I knew, and I'm going to be brutally honest, because I was actually did a podcast interview recently, and I was so honest, you know, because I was like, I'm not here to fluff around. I want you to know the truth, because if I can share with you the truth, I hope that it really helps you to make better decisions for yourself in your own life so that you can get to where you need to be. Okay. So basically for me, I knew, first of all, that I needed to leave the people who I was surrounding myself with, you know. And I'm wearing a Polish jersey right now as well. You know, Polska, we won against Albania yesterday. And I went to the match in Poland here in the European qualifiers. Oh, no, yeah, for the World Cup as well. So we have one more match left. I know I'm digressing, but I'm going to get to this whole like concept of what I'm trying to share with you so that you can really understand what I'm talking about. Because, you know, they say, where is home? I say, home is where the heart is. So where's the heart? Right? Is it a feeling? Is it like, how do you know? How do you know where you belong? Do you belong in a country because you were born in that country and that's like where you grew up? So that's where you're supposed to be. Do you belong where you grew up with your family? And because you grew up with your family in that location, that's where you're supposed to be. So I have to have both of the arguments. One of the argument is, yeah, absolutely. Being around family and close to family is a blessing. But the other argument is, are you being limited by your family? Because they have a certain ideology, certain way of thinking, beliefs, and they're living a certain way of life. Is that your life too? Do you want your life to be like that? You know, so, you know, there's two sides to the coin. But when I started making the changes for myself, I realized that the people that I was surrounding myself with, even my family, were maybe not to say that they don't have goals or they're not aspirational, but I guess I had a bigger vision. And actually, maybe not a bigger vision, but I just knew that I had found something within myself, this confidence, this newfound passion for speaking and inspiring. And then I just felt it within myself that I could, I guess I felt different as well, you know, because no one else was doing what I was doing. There was no speakers in my family. There was no motivation, you know, personal development. No one was doing that in my family. No one was really passionate about that. No, none of my friends were really into it, you know, mindset and all that. Like, no, we never talked about that stuff. So naturally, I kind of like started to withdraw from friends, from my close friends, the circle. You know, there was a lot of boys there. And my family as well kind of copped it in a better way, I guess, or not a better way, but just they copped the fact that, you know, I withdrew, you know, and did I withdraw because I felt like if I stay around them, I won't be able to evolve and grow into my best version of myself. Well, the real truth is that I realized that there's so many distractions in where I grew up. What are distractions? How do I set boundaries? This is part of self-love. I started to learn to love myself more, and I started to realize that if I continue to surround myself with this same environment that I grew up in, that I'm never going to be able to achieve the potential that I know I'm capable of, because I know my power, you know. And I think I knew my power as soon as I started waking up to my greatness, waking up to my owning my voice, becoming more confident, you know, not allowing my negative thoughts and my mindset to hold me back, right? So just going back to what I wrote, you don't belong where you used to be, and that's growth. Yeah, I started to realize that this was growth, where I started to distance myself. Okay. And again, it's not that they're bad people. It's just that I knew that I needed, I guess I was available as well. I was available for everyone. I was always going to every party, every function, every invitation. I was always a yes, I'm there, you know? So I love the parties. I love to drink. I love all that shit, you know? So when I got to this point, having this awakening when my grandmother passed away in 2018, I was on a mission for separation because I was, I guess, so close to everyone that I knew that if I'm trying to grow and like change my life, it's not going to happen if I keep surrounding myself with the same people. Does that make sense? So let's go into number two. Home is no longer a place. It's a state of being. Right? When you start doing the inner work, home becomes how you feel within yourself, not just where you are physically. And this is exactly what I want to get to right now. Okay. So for years, right, I grew up in Australia in a Polish home with the Polish culture, with the Polish language, with the Polish community. Everything's Polish, but I'm living in Australia, you know? And I felt at the time when I was growing up that I was like looking for community. I was looking for connection. I was looking to be a part of something bigger than myself. Where did I find that? Well, all my friends were Polish. My mom sent me to Polish school in Sydney. Every Saturday she would drag us, man. I fucking hated it. You know, I didn't want to go to Polish school on Saturday after going to school for 5 days. The worst thing that I could think of was getting up on a Saturday morning and going to fucking Polish school to learn another language. Like, yeah, I'm grateful now to my mom that she dragged us there and that I can speak another language. You know, I'm very grateful for that, that I can speak Polish. But to think about doing that, it was annoying. It was, I hated it. Absolutely hated it. You know, I didn't like school full stop, you know, Yeah, Monday to Friday was annoying as it was, you know. So then I have to go Saturday. So that's where I met all the Polish, because my mom, my family, I guess, was, not as much heavily connected to the Polish community, but there was a Polish club in Ashfield and Bankstown in Sydney. So, you know, like my parents were slightly involved, I guess, or my parents were doing the best that they could to give us that exposure to that Polish culture, you know. So then all my friends from Polish school, from kindergarten, like from babies, we were friends until, I mean, we're still friends, but I just don't talk to them or see them as much. You know, there's only a couple people. So I was just thinking about this. And the reason why I'm doing this podcast, exactly why I'm talking about this, is because I went to the soccer yesterday. You know, like I said, in 2023, I went to the UAE. I lived there. I traveled. I came to Europe. I came to Poland. I went back to the UAE. Then I met my wife. I lived with my wife and had a holiday in New York for a month or so, you know. So I've been moving around so much, and you know, now we're still kind of on holidays. This is how I feel. Like we're married. We're still like we're in this phase of our relationship and life and evolution, where we're not allowing us, not forcing ourselves to be tied down, you know. And because we both have online businesses and we work online, we have the flexibility to be able to not be locked in one place, right? Which is a blessing. So, although I'm, you know, temporarily or currently in Poland at the moment, like I know that it's not cemented. I feel it already, you know? And so it's almost like, do I feel guilty because I was always talking about Poland? I want to move to Poland. Like I used to say this back in 2009 or 18, I was like, my dream is to move to Poland, you know? So it was that connection to where my family was from, where my parents were from, where my parents were born, and all that kind of stuff. And growing up, we went to the soccer. We watched all the Polish games. Me and my friends, we used to hang out at each other's houses. We used to go to Ashfield Polish Club, Bankstown Polish Club to watch the soccer, watch Poland play. But we used to go, it used to be 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. And we would wear the jerseys and we would go. We would always lose most of the time because Poland would always lose. You know, we'd have the best team, but so patriotic, right? And again, like we were all, like majority of us were born in Australia. We lived in Australia, you know, but again, we felt very close and connected. And so all my life I've done that, you know. So basically I knew that the Polish soccer team was playing Albania 26th of March, which was yesterday. Today's the 27th. And I was like, I want to go to the match. This is my first time going to be watching Poland. I've never been to a match before. I've never gone, you know, I'm going to get the jersey, right? I was excited about it. So, and then I went to the match and the first half was really slow. It was like, I was like, man, this is like a bit boring. Like I'm just sitting here. There's nothing happening. And then Albania scored a goal and it was halftime. And then second half, Poland came on, it was a little bit more exciting. And then eventually, finally, Poland scored. And then 10 minutes later, Poland scored again. And we're like, wow, oh my gosh, wow, this is awesome. So I was sitting there and I was like on reflection, like, because I'm in a stadium, like 56,000 people, 56,000 Polish people, there was a small group of Albanians, but I would just say, let's just say 50,000, 50 whatever thousand of Polish people. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, do I belong here? You know, is this home? You know, and, you know, funny enough, my mum messages me and she's like, come home, you know, come home. And, you know, she's only worried because of what's happening in the Middle East and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, like I was just sitting in the stadium and I think, and I'm trying to understand myself, you know, and I hope that this resonates for you where, you know, the journey is part of the process of like evolution and not locking yourself down or in. And I know that probably when I have children, God willing, and I know that that's going to happen for us, you know, very soon. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's the thing. It's like once you have, but I don't think so. No, I don't think that having children is going to limit us. You know, like we're very free. We're very open. You know, to traveling. We're not going to sit here and go, oh, we're not allowed to move because we've got children. That's not going to be a thing that's going to hold us back. You know, but I just felt this in the stadium, and I was just like, what is it? Is it because, you know, your old life, like when you used to watch those games with your mates, you used to get drunk, you used to put bets on, you know, put sports betting on, and you used to watch those games with your Polish friends, and you were all together and you were like drinking and you're waiting for the game, and that was what you did. And now, like literally, you're watching the game, you're sober, you know, you went with your cousin, it was good, like it was all right, you know, but there was that question of like, yeah, like, is this really my home? You know, do I really, like, all my life, I've acted as if like I'm Polish, like I'm in Australia, I'm watching the top Polish game, wearing the soccer jersey, you know, and that's our country, right? But it's quite interesting that what I went through of like, not, there's a part of me there that actually almost feels like it's not my country, you know, and either is Australia. Like I have nothing that I feel for myself to go, like, besides the fact that I'm not disrespecting Australia in any way. It's an extraordinary country, amazing place. Like, great. It's another land of opportunity. It's a very safe country. It's got beautiful nature and beaches and kangaroos and just, it's amazing. Like it is, but do I feel connected to it? Absolutely not. If I speak and you hear me, you're like, oh, he's a fucking Aussie, you know, like, of course the accent. Yeah. So Am I confused about my identity? Absolutely not, you know. But I just know that I'm just moving with life, you know. And I'm so grateful. And I say this, that my wife is a miracle. She's a blessing from God. She's an angel, and she's coming with me on this journey, you know. And so I hope that from what I'm sharing with my story for you, that maybe it opens something for you where you realize that, you know, shit, yeah, is this really my home? You know, like, don't be afraid to feel like you make, because it's happened to me in the past. It happened to me before I started doing the motivational speaking, where I thought I was going to open a gym. And that was my goal before I started doing like my speaking program in 2018, I first had a passion to open a gym. That was the business that I thought I would open here in Poland when I'm, you know, in 2018, but it took me 6 years to like travel here and like, you know, have an online business and travel and be on a, you know, like get out of Australia in a sense, you know, and to, you know, and to attract my wife. So it took time, but first it was opening a gym. And then I found the speaking. And as soon as I found the speaking, you know, I felt guilty a bit because I was like, oh my gosh, but like, I said I was going to open a gym. I told everyone I'm going to open a gym. And now I'm just talking about speaking and I don't give a shit about the gym. I don't give a fuck about the gym. I want to do my motivational speaking. I want to be a coach. I want to help people. Right. So this is another moment for me where I want to remind you, like, don't feel guilty for changing your plans. Don't feel guilty for realizing that what you thought once was not what you thought it was, you know? So that's where I kind of feel where I'm at. And I just thought I'd share that with you guys. I hope that this is inspiring to you and it's valuable, because along the journey, it's not always going to be the way that you think it might be. And you might say, you know, yeah, this is what I really want to do. And you'll go and do it. And then when you experience it and you live it a little bit, you start realizing that maybe it's not exactly what you thought or felt it would be. Okay. So number three is, you can love a place and still not be meant to stay there. So just because something is in your heart doesn't mean it's in your future. And this is exactly what I've just spoken about with Poland. You know, it's been in my heart all my life. You know, this Polish eagle, you know, there's something about this Polish eagle, you know, and the amount of wars and occupation and the history of Poland, There's something about that, the patriotism of Polish people, you know, when they come out, when there's war, there's all these dates during the year, and all the people go into the center of Warsaw and they get their flags and they get their flares and they're so proud of their country, you know, because Warsaw was obliterated. You know, the Nazis fucking crushed everything in Warsaw, that the buildings, everything was bombed, and so many people died. You know, so Poland was completely occupied for a period of time. There was no Poland anymore. It was gone off the face of, there was no more Poland, you know, it was Germany and Russia, Soviet Union and all this shit, right? All these countries were taking over. So there is a part of me also that feels very proud about that, that, you know, like my culture or heritage rebuilt this country, you know, they took it back. You know what I mean? So yeah, a part of that, definitely that feeling proud to be Polish, it's still in my blood. Yes, it's still there. But in terms of like, is this home, you know, that's kind of where I'm going deeper, you know. And most importantly, you know, it's what I said before, you know, don't let a decision right now affect what it exactly has to be, you know, in the future. You know what I mean? Number four, guys, your environment must match who you're becoming. Oh yeah, I remember writing this. Not who you were, not your past, but your next level. Your alignment matters more than familiarity. So this is exactly why I'm not in Australia, because if I was to stay in the suburbs where I would live with my parents, with my family, all that kind of stuff, I do not feel that I'm living in abundance, in success, that I can achieve what I want to achieve by being in that environment. That environment for me, that's a big thing for me in Australia, that I felt limited because I just didn't. And I'm not saying, because there's heaps of millionaires, heaps of successful people in Australia. I'm not dissing that at all. No way. But I just feel it, you know, it's a feeling, it's a knowing, right? That like, where can I expand? I can expand when I have peace, when I'm in an environment where, I guess it goes back to, am I going to be distracted? Am I going to be constantly invited to do things and go places and this and that? Well, guess what? When I'm further away from the people that I know or the people that I love, there's a part of that that means that, guess what? I don't have to feel guilty for saying no, because you're not going to probably invite me because I'm fucking not there. I'm on the other side of the world, you know? But then guess what? When I make the time to be able to travel and go and visit my family and all that kind of shit, man, we have a blast. It's the best fucking time ever. You know what I mean? But this is my way. And of course, there's the duality. Part of your journey of success or evolution or finding yourself or living your best life is there's a sacrifice. So what's the sacrifice? It's like, for me to be living my dreams now, doing what I love, impacting thousands of people, okay? The sacrifice is, well, that means I can't be around my family as much. So what do I do? Do I say, well, bad luck, sacrifice the online business, sacrifice the success you've achieved, and go back and live with your family? And don't be Luke Mindpower. Just be Luke. Go back and get a job fucking in Australia. Go be a mechanic. Go work with the government and do your fucking 9 to 5. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, what kind of sacrifice you're willing to make, you know? And I wasn't willing to not do my calling. My calling is exactly what I'm doing right now. Evolving is continuously growing, taking action, becoming a better version of myself, speaking, teaching, helping, inspiring, you know, expanding. You know, I don't want to stay the same. Not here to stay the same. Make sense, guys? And then lastly, number five, you're allowed to explore. You don't need to have it all figured out. This season is not knowing. It is actually part of finding your true path. And I've already said this in this podcast episode, that you're allowed to explore. And I'm exploring. And me and my wife, we talk about this and we're just like, yeah, like, you know what? Like maybe, you know, maybe we're going to, I mean, 2019, guys, I went to the US and I came back from California, Chicago, San Diego. I came back to my family and I already knew. I was like, there's something there in the US and I think that's where I'm meant to be, you know? But again, I'm not saying that that's 100%, but, you know, and then funny enough, like I meet my wife and she has been living in the US for the last 13 years, 14 years in New York. So yeah, I have this feeling that that's a possibility as well, but I know, you know, God knows, I'm not needing to know. I feel very peaceful knowing that I'm just going to keep evolving and whatever's meant to happen is going to happen. And I'm okay with I'm okay. And I want you to be okay with thinking something, taking action, doing it, and then realizing that, oh, it's not what I thought it was. Oh, I want to change, you know? Right. And I guess the deeper part of it is the fear of, will I ever find home? And I truly feel it. It's an interesting question. I truly feel it now will I ever find home? Is there a little bit of anxiety or fear of like, what if I never find home? You know? And then I go a little bit deeper and go, well, are you even supposed to? Or are you just supposed to live? Are you just supposed to keep leaning into what you feel is right for you? And maybe it's here, and maybe it's there, and maybe it's this, and maybe it's that. That's life. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my time. Thank you so much for being here with me. It's been such a blessing to spend time with you. I hope that this inspired you. Please believe in yourself. Do what you feel you need to do for yourself. Tune into your journey. Trust yourself. Love yourself. Believe in yourself. And know that whatever you choose to do is also going to teach you so much about whether or not it's right or wrong. And if you don't take any further action, you'll never know. And then sometimes we procrastinate. We don't take any action because we're scared or because of fear or because of whatever we're thinking. And then we actually don't realize or know or find out whether or not the decision was right or wrong. So that's why I say indecision is the cause of all your worries. Indecisiveness. If you don't make a decision, guess what? You stay the same. Are you here to stay the same? I don't know about you, but I am not staying the same. I'm going to keep making decisions, whether they are right or wrong. I'm going to use my gift that God has given me of discernment. Okay, I always remember my mom. She's like, God gave you the gift of discernment. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly right. So I'm going to know from my best knowledge, from my best experience, from my trust in myself when I make decisions, that I'm going to make decisions and sometimes they might be wrong. And sometimes they might go the wrong direction. And that's okay, because I'm going to learn from every experience and I'm just going to get better and better and better. I'm going to keep making decisions. So go forward today, guys. Keep making decisions. I'll see you on the next episode. And if this episode inspired you, please leave a comment, subscribe, like this, and also share this with your friends and family. You don't know who needs to listen to stories like this and inspiration of what I'm sharing on my podcast. So share this podcast with your friends, and I will see you on the next episode.